if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally cornered your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know. That's the same thing they said about us a long time ago.
The talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Esther Dillard on the Black Information Network.
The cop not charged for Breonna Taylor's death, but facing charges for shooting up her apartment building, will stand trial in the Louisville, Kentucky county where it happened.
I do think that the prudent thing to do is to try to get a jury seated here in Jefferson County. And if we discover that we cannot, then we will move the case to another county.
That's Judge Ann Bailey, who will preside over the trial of Brett Hankinson. The now former officer is the only Louisville cop charged in that botched raid where Taylor was killed. None of the cops faced charges for her death. Hankinson's attorney wanted a change of venue. The prosecution says a fair jury can be found.
But there are many people, I believe, in this community, in the community of Jefferson County where these alleged offenses occurred, who haven't formed an opinion.
The Supreme Court just handed cops nationwide a blow by ruling victims of police shootings who evade immediate arrest can challenge the use of force in court. The ruling from a 2014 case in New Mexico where a woman was shot multiple times by police while in her car. She was still able to drive away, was eventually apprehended, but sued police for unreasonable seizure under the Fourth Amendment. The high court says officers seized the woman the moment she was struck by their bullets.
President Biden, during his first White House news conference, says he sees right through those Republican state lawmakers trying to restrict voting rights, which will affect the black community.
I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic what they're trying to do.
African Americans turned out in record numbers to vote for him. The president says he will do all he can to stop the Republicans who, like in Georgia, just passed voting restrictions. There is federal legislation pending in Congress to strengthen current voting rights.
Remember that Trump border wall? President Joe Biden stopped its construction among the first order of business by executive order. Now the president may be sued by Ken Paxton, the Republican Attorney General of Texas, who wants construction to resume.
Given that Congress has funded that and directed the president to continue to build that wall, I think there should be some eventual lawsuits involving that.
Paxton says walls work to keep immigrants out and crime down.
President Biden may not be putting up walls, but he does want to lay down roads and focus on the country's infrastructure.
Rebuild the infrastructure, both physical and technological infrastructure of this country, so that we can compete and create significant numbers of really good paying jobs.
The Chinese student who poisoned his black college roommate just got the book thrown at him. Yukai Yang was handed a sentence of 7 to 20 years in prison. Yang, a chemistry major at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, admitted to putting the potentially fatal thallium in the food, even the mouthwash, of Juwan Royal. Yang will be deported back to China after he serves his time. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Esther Dillard on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
No matter where you live, you're somebody's neighbor. And here, that means we help each other. We show up and help light the way when things get tough. And now for some of us, things are tougher than ever. That's why ComEd is providing financial assistance to those who need help with their energy bill. Call 800-EDISON-1 or visit ComEd.com/support to find out more. Because together, we can power through anything. ComEd. Powering lives.
America is on its way back. That means it's time to get back to work. SCR, Illinois' leading transportation company for the physically challenged, is looking for 250 drivers who are ready to get to work. They're offering great pay and guaranteed hours. SCR starting pay is up to $16.25 an hour. Plus, they're offering a $1,000 signing bonus. You heard it right. Starting pay is up to $16.25 an hour and a $1,000 signing bonus. And they've got excellent benefits, including free life insurance. To qualify, you need to be 23 years or older and have a valid driver's license in Illinois or Indiana. No CDL is required. Get hired on the spot and join the proud community of essential workers at SCR Transportation. To apply, log on to scr.com or call 773-356-6000. That's 773-356-6000. SCR Transportation, where the drivers are sensitive, caring, and responsible.
COVID vaccines are here, and Black physicians and scientists helped to develop them. So I feel good about getting the vaccine. And with new forms of the virus now spreading, I know we need to keep up everything we're already doing. Masking up, keeping that 6-foot distance, and avoiding crowds. COVID's been doubly tough on us. So let's double down to take it down. We can do this. Learn more about getting the vaccine and slowing the spread at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, I'm Jason Roberts, owner of Advantage Toyota of River Oaks, and we are your community dealer. We want to thank you for your support this past year. Now, in 2021, we're making it easy for you to get a great deal on a new Toyota with four easy steps. Go online, choose your vehicle, personalize your payment, value your trade, then apply for financing. Then come on in and drive home in your new Toyota. Like a 2021 Toyota RAV4, lease it for only $219 per month for 36 months. With $27.99 due at signing. Plus, at Advantage Toyota, we want and need your trade-in. Even if you don't buy from us, we will still make you an aggressive offer. This is Jason Roberts, and I'll see you at Advantage Toyota. You can visit us online at AdvantageToyotaRiverOaks.com.
This message is brought to you by WVON's Block Club Initiative in partnership with My Block, My Hood, My City.
Sign up for the One Block at a Time program, and My Block, My Hood, My City will help bring energy to your block club or help you create one. Participants receive a new block club sign, a cleanup day with M3 volunteers, custom block club tees, access to M3 block club training, and a Chromebook. My Block, My Hood, My City's message is the more connected we are, the happier, healthier, and safer we are. For more information, visit formyblock.org.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seichman of Seichman Margolis and Fairman LLP. 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll free, 888-837-3275. Office number is 312-781-1977. Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Veteran business owner, Hare's Golf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. Tabak Law, LLC, 6045 North Green Bay Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 414-375-1735.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable, Legally Speaking with Steve. Today is Saturday, March 27th, 2021. March is Women's History Month. Remember the history of the women who helped to make this great country. Also, our host is Cliff Kelly. Our co-host, who is me, is Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. And today we have an esteemed panelist. He is always giving us some great information. I learn every time I listen to this man. So I really encourage you to listen to him and to patronize him. Go and make sure that you sign up for his services because he knows what he's talking about. But this is Stephen J. Seidman, founding attorney of Seidman Law Office with over 30 years as an experienced trial lawyer, focused on personal injury. And today he's going to give us a great grassroots look at some of the issues that have arisen. So for the 2021 updates on legal issues, it is an honor always to have you on, Steve.
Thank you very much. for some reason, it looks like I have a bad internet connection that's unstable, like I am, I guess. And then I'm getting an echo. As well, I'm hearing you through the computer, but in any event, thanks for having us. If this gets really bad, I'll just switch off of the Zoom and just go by phone. So I wanted to thank you. I have a couple. Last time I was here about a month ago, I spoke rather quickly about a lot of different topics, and I wanted to start out with a couple today that are. I don't know how many of you saw 60 Minutes on last Sunday. But there was a fascinating piece on racism in the military, and I thought we'd spend a few moments on that because legal perspective, it's very important, and obviously for many other reasons, that's a very, very important issue to talk about. We've talked about sexual discrimination, but what we've seen in the military is institutional racism as bad as anywhere else. And I don't know if you saw this piece, but I took some notes on it on Sunday because I was absolutely depressed about what I'd seen. And actually, it started off with General Austin. And we've talked about General Austin because he is now the first African-American Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. And he said some unbelievable things. And throughout the course, he had said, as you climb the ladder, you still get doubts if you're a black person. There are always going to be people because of what you look like that will question your qualifications. And he talked about a couple of amazing things. One was that even though he was a four-star general, when he used to give briefings at times, he used to have a white person, a Caucasian person, do his briefings for him because he thought that the people who would actually be listening to these briefings would give that white person more credence than him, an African-American individual. And he just had said every time he climbed the ladder, he found that there were issues. He gave one actual one time where he was in civilian clothes, and he was the four-star general, and somebody, he said, I would go someplace with my staff, and we were wearing civilian clothes. Somebody would come out to meet the general, and I wasn't the guy they walked up to. So if there was, you know, General Austin, and then there was a white guy, they would go up to the white person, assume that he was the general, and that General Austin was not the general. We in that piece, they also talked about a fighter pilot who basically is now the first person General G.Q. Brown. He rose from a fighter pilot to become the first African-American in history to head the Air Force and become a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Well, when after the incident occurred with George Floyd, General Brown went on Twitter and he got a video and he said, I am just tired. He said, the world I live in is an African-American. There's a world that I live in as an African-American. And there's a world that I also live in as a minority inside the United States Air Force, too. He's had these two worlds, you know, I mean, are just wrong. I mean, you know, there are two worlds. He actually is being discriminated, has been discriminated in the Air Force just because he's been an African-American. And we see this with the statistics. And the statistics are that two out of every five African-Americans do not trust their chain of command to address racism, bias, and unequal opportunities. Three out of five believe they do not receive the same benefit of the doubt as their white peers if they get in trouble. Actually, we found out that, that somebody who is African-American has a 57% greater chance of court-martial or discipline than a white guy. So that's 1.5 times greater, 50% more than a white person would have it.
Wow.
And then they talked about how fighter pilots, you know, and how fighter pilots still only constitute 2%, African-Americans, 2% of fighter pilots. And that's exactly the same percentage that was there in the 1990s. Okay, so tell me, 1990s, 2021, 2% and 2%. African-Americans represent 17% of all the active-duty troops in the military, but only 8% of the officers in the military. You can't lie with these statistics. You can't sugarcoat them. So this is an issue. I think it's institutional racism that not only obviously pervades our society as a whole, but pervades the military as well. And I'm sure a lot of our audience, those veterans who serve the country, probably have experienced this type of thing throughout the course of their. And, you know, quite frankly, Doctor, I'd be curious as to your experience in the military. And I don't know if you experienced the same thing or not.
Oh, that happens quite a bit. You know, you have people, you know, we get back to this thing with Martin Luther King, and I always love to get back to that particular viewpoint. It's, you know, we judge people by the content of their character. And I've had people who were white in the military that I got along with extremely well. And we actually did a lot of things together. Actually, one of the generals that I was working with arranged for me to get the you know, the Legion of Merit Medal from President Obama, you know, because he said, you know, we were together, so, you know, doing so many things. And but then there were some other people, you know, where if I was in plain clothes, what they would say, you know, I remember being down in Texas, and it depends on the state, too, I think, that has some bearing on it. But I remember someone saying, you know, I was sitting down with two other soldiers that were African-American, and they said, why don't you boys go over to the other table because we need to have a larger table. And he didn't realize at that point I was a major. And so, you know, I took my ID out, and he said, oh, we've never seen a person, an officer down here like this. And I'm sorry, I didn't know. And I said, that's fine. Just go to the other table. but what it does to people is it really gives them, you know, we have these things about stress and, you know, high blood pressure and all that. That feeds into, you know, the medical conditions that people have, I think. And we don't pay enough attention to that. You know, there's studies on, you know, fire engines and ambulances running through neighborhoods and what that does to people with as far as their stress level and physically how it impacts them. And that over the lifetime, the course of a lifetime, you know, I took a walk today. It was like an 8-mile walk. And there were some people who were walking by. And some people just, you know, moved to the other side of the thing because I was walking with another African-American doctor. And so we were walking, and, you know, and this in plain clothes. So I had my one of my military jackets on, but you couldn't see it unless you looked at the back. And this one white guy walked by me, and he said, thank you for your service. And he just kept walking. So I think that it really comes down to the content of people's character, their beliefs, and how they are going to interact with you. And we have got to get past that stage. We have got to get past this. You know, I was talking to one person once, and I said, you know, if you did Ancestry.com and saw all of the lineages that you have, the question I would have for you after looking at that is how much of yourself do you hate? What percentage of yourself do you hate once you do that? Because we all have different, you know, origins and, you know, we all came from the same tree, you know, that God made. So we really have to start thinking about that in a long term. But I think it has devastating impacts on some people. They'll leave the military or they'll feel that there's no place here for them. So they feel dishonored. And after going through battle, you were in Iraq, you were in Afghanistan, you were in Vietnam, you were in World War II. Just to have that kind of perception of you when you get back is just astounding when you were putting your life on the line.
Well, and that's what's amazing. When we go through the statistics that I saw in 60 Minutes, and I wasn't going to even talk, I had other topics to talk about, but it was shocking to me to see the statistics themselves because, you know what, everybody's life, it's all on the line with the military. So when you go into battle or you go defend your country, you have as great a risk as dying as the white man next to you. Yeah. So why is it that there's a 57% chance more that you're going to get in disciplinary trouble? Or why is it that you're not going to have a chance to become an officer with as much possibility as a white man? Or why is it that there are 2% of all of the fighter pilots who are African-American? And that's gone for 20, 30 years now. So I'm hoping, and I would hope that with General Austin and with General Brown, the one leading the Air Force, one leading the Department of Defense, that we're going to see institutionally some changes, not only with regard to racism, but I'm hopeful that what Ms. Smith, Glenda Smith, the executive producers work so hard, sexual discrimination has been a major problem, sexual attacks on women. Yeah. And we hope we're going to see these changes in a sea wave, but I don't know. I've been saying this since I've been a kid. I don't know. It gets to be upsetting, but I'm hoping that we could see some institutional changes, and that we can, as you said, judge ourselves by the character who we are, not by the color of our skin. So,
yeah, you know, and Stephen, that's a really good point, because it butts something that you are very intimately involved with, and that's, people who have their claims through the military. And I can tell you that there is discrimination, because I'm a physician myself. I have sat and watched people be evaluated, and I'm looking at them saying, you're really evaluating this person very differently than if they were white. And, you know, sort of blowing off everything, and it's like, oh, you have a headache, so don't worry about it. You know, it's going to go away. And, you know, so, and we know this happens in the medical field with discrimination, when there was one doctor who had COVID who passed away in Indiana recently. And she was a doctor, and they didn't realize that she was a physician. And they were just, not paying attention to her and not, so I think that is something, in the disabilities claims arena, I think that there is probably a disparate impact. I would love to see the data on something like that, how, what percentage of claims get denied for people who are of color versus people who are white. And I think there is a discrepancy there.
Is there a mechanism, doctor, that somebody can, especially with all the statistics that are being run now because of the racism in the military? This gets to the same point with veterans. Yes. I mean, our audience.
That's right.
Is there a way, do you think, that we can? I mean, I must tell you, in the past, we were very proactive about the change of certain laws and the sexual discrimination. Is there a way we can contact our congressmen or senators and say, hey, we want some statistics to see how disparate the treatment is between black individuals and white individual in a disability process?
I think they should. You should. I think it should really push for that. And, and especially with General Austin being in his position and saying the things he said so far. And you have people in the ranks who are looking at that. But I think that's something that people really, really need to look at, because I remember my father. He never had, any disability claims. He was a World War II veteran, and he was on an incendiary team. So he used to tell me stories. My parents got divorced when I was really young. He was a steel worker, working in steel mills and that kind of thing. And he would sit. I remember him sitting there, and as a child, I didn't realize what he was going through. But he would put his head in his hands, and he would start telling me about a story. And he would say that these women and children would run out this building, and they would just set them on fire. And they didn't realize they were women and children until they got out in the streets. And he said that was part of what they were doing during World War II. And when he got back, it was sort of looked over, just get back to work and get, And so, they didn't really have any recourse back then. And especially, for African-Americans, it wasn't, just don't even show up, that kind of thing. So I think that is going on to a large degree. And that's why we have so many veterans on the street with mental health issues that aren't being addressed. So I feel that the VA could be doing a heck of a lot of a better job, and especially with the disabilities evaluations for people.
Well, to our audience, I would suggest, and I mean, it always starts with us. It starts with the people who make the effort to do something. We saw this with so many things we've talked about over the last couple of years, with the sexual discrimination, with the Ferris Act, which was that act that prevented malpractice cases if you were a military person, with so many different things.
Yeah.
And I think that our listeners have to get out there and make an effort to get some information about the disability claims and statistics. I'll certainly make some inquiries myself, but I think that's a very important thing to remember. I briefly wanted to just digress or talk about a couple of other things. I only have a few more minutes, but a couple more minutes. But this week, there was a story just yesterday. You remember that boat, that kind of the duck that went on the sea, and the Marines passed away. Yeah. And that happened in July 2020, killed 8 Marines and a sailor. And just yesterday, they concluded that negligent installation, faulty parts, and breaches of protocol resulted in decades-old amphibious and salt vehicles filling with water, tipping over, sinking 385 feet beneath the ocean surface.
Wow.
Out of the 16 crewmen on board, only 7 survived. 2 officers were relieved of duty over the accident. And, quote, the reliefs marked the second time in a year that senior military Marine Corps officers have been punished for fatal accidents investigators determined could have been prevented. So we're concluding with our time. Unfortunately, went extremely fast.
Yeah.
But the point is, it's terrible because people are put at risk every day because of negligence of their officers, sort of like what we experience in our practice of law and what we do in our practice. So,
yeah, I'm going to speak to Glenda because I think we need an hour with the topics you have because you are so – I mean, I'm serious. This is critical information that our veterans need to be looking at, and we need to be involved in that whole process. So I just want to say, legally speaking with Steve, we are so happy to have you every time we have you on. Make sure that you call this man. And just say your phone number only, just real quickly.
312-781-1977. A very good year,
1977. Sounds like good wine. Okay, stay with us. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1735.